around that Chacham Adbeis, let us again start the Mishnah. Zoimer ksav yodi, vize ksav yodi shal chaveri, vize oimer ze ksav yodi, vize ksav yodi shal chaveri. So on each chsime, there's two edis. Rei elu nemonim. So then they believed, and that's a kiyum. Zoimer ze ksav yodi, vize oimer ze ksav yodi. Each aid is only made on his ksaviyat. Is tzrichin letzareif imoam acher. So then, in order to be mekayim the shtar, we have to find another person who can be made on both these chsimis. Divrei Rebbe, that is what Rebbe holds. V'chachomim imrim, einam tzrichin letzareif imoam acher. It is not necessary to be mitzaref another aid, el neman odam leimel zek sabiyodi. He's neman to say zek sabiyodi, and that alone is choshuv akiyum. So the Gemara says, kshetimtza leima ledivri rebi al ksabiyodam heimeidim, if you'll be ma'ayin. So you'll be able to figure out that the Yesod HaMachlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbonon is when the Edim HaChsumim say Zek Sabiyodi, what is really happening? Is according to Rebbe, Al Ksav Yodom HaMeidim, they're Meid on their Ksavyat. L'divrei Chachomim Almoni Shebishtar HaMeidim. And according to the Chachomim, the Eidus is Almone Shebishtar. Let us explain a little bit how does this Kiyum Almone Shebishtar help. The Shita Mekabet says Aloshin, there's a big problem over here. Because almoni shebishtar, if they're made on the halva, so fine. So we have to aid them made on the halva. So that makes it a milval pet. How do we get a kiyum on the shtar? So the Shita Mekabetzes says a loshon, the soifon kitchiloson. What they're doing at the end is equivalent to what they did in the beginning. Matchilosom inu mashvele shtore, just like bishas halva. They made it for a shtar. They made a milva bishtar with their chsimis alone. They only had two edim, and they made it for a shtar. Avsoifon inu mashvele shtore. So now that you want to be mekayim the shtar, if these two can make the shtar, by seeing the halvo in chasmening on the shtar, so the same too could be mekayim the shtar. And Rebbe doesn't hold like this. Rebbe holds that is not sufficient. You have to have two edim on each chsime. There is a beautiful chasam sefer. Chasam Sefer explains the svar of Rebbe as follows. The Chasam Sefer says, let us picture the Malva lent the Leiva money. And he came to the Leiva and asked the Leiva to pay up the Chayv, and the Leiva paid up the Chayv. Now normally when you pay up the Chayv, he gives them the shtar. But we have to understand that this malve was in possession of the shtar. Kolzman, it wasn't paid up. Now, since he was in possession of the shtar, so if the malve is not erlich, he can now forge a new shtar. He had the shtar in front of him with the chsime seidim. And now he comes to these eidim achsumim. By the first time, the Leiva was all ontlach. He knew this was, he knew borrowed money. He knew this was the shtar. He didn't ask for kiyum, finished. He just asked him, please return the shtar. And he did that. Now the Malva wants to make some more money, so now he goes over to the Edim, and he tells the Edim, no, you remember your chasmed on the shtar? Yeah, sure. So he shows them the shtar, and they should be mekayim the shtar. So, but now there's a new factor. We know there was a halva a b'shtar, that we know. But there's a new factor, but who says this is the shtar that they chasmed on? To say soifon ki tchiloson is not so poshet. Tchiloson, they made a shtar, fine. But now we have to be mevarer, is this a shtar mezuyef, or is this a mekuyim deke shtar? One aid isn't nemon to be mevarer such a shayla. You need two aidim. So my mailer said, the Chassam Sofer says, that's the svar of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that if there's a chash mezuyif, we have a chash mezuyif. Not necessarily does mezuyif have to mean that there never was a halva. If that's the shayla of mezuyif, my mailer. But it could be a zuyif that there was a halva. Now the shayla is, but is this the shtar that was written b'shas halva? And that you need to aid them. The Chachamim hold, maybe you don't have to think of such a thing. Such a chash, that there was a halva, and he paid up the chayv, and now he wants to be goyv again. Could be, when Chazal were matzrich kiyim, they weren't chayish for such a ziyuv. Al koponim, this is what the Gemara says, that if you'll be ma'ayin, you'll be able to figure out that the svara of Rebbe is al ksav yodem hem idem, the kiyim is if you have a goddess edis and the ksav yad. And the chachamim hold it's sufficient if they're made on monashe b'shta. And they're saying also they recognize this is the ksav yad. Frag de gemore pshite. That's poshet. How else could we learn pshat in the machlokes? So the Gemara says, "Mal de taima la Rebbe svuki misafkele." So the Gemara says, "No, it's not mucha. You could learn differently. You could be Rebbe holds Rebbe is misupik. Could be the kiyum is almonisha b'shtar, and could be the kiyum is aksav yodom. He doesn't know." So that what Rebbe said in the case of the Mishnah, that you need two Eidim on each Chsime, misafik, because maybe Al Ksav Yodem Eidim. But could be, L'chumre, we have to be Chayish Amonish Abishtach Eidim. And the Gemara is going to mention a nafkemina, a little complicated nafkemina, that if you hold almonisha b'shtar, they can come out of chumre, and if you hold al ksav yodam, hey meidim, it could come out of kula. We'll see the Gemara's nafkemina in a minute. But before we see the Gemara's nafkemina, I'd just like to mention the ha'ore from Rabbi Kivega and the Maram Shif, that they ask, why did the Gemara have to go to such a complicated nafkamina? Both of them are ma'ira, there's a poshet in nafkamina. Well, be a poshet in nafkamina. Let us say a person has a sheva, and the malve is a shtar, and the loive is a sheva. And the malve tain is that it's a mezuyif to a sheva. Now, the loive will have to be mekayim the sheva. Now, so he found the two Eidim Achsumim on the Sheva, and they said, Zek Sav Yodeinu. So if you hold Almona Shebishtah Heimeidim, so it's a good Sheva. Almona Shebishtah, if you hold that Aksav Yodem Heimeidim, it's not a good Sheva, it's not called a Kiyam. You don't have if each aid will be made al ksav yodoi, so if each aid will be made al ksav yodoi, So it won't be, it won't make it a kosher reshoy, but that's not considered a kiyum. So l'chayre, the Gemara could have said as follows. The Gemara could have said that Rebbe is misupik. He's not that he holds, you hold bebrirus al ksav yodam heimeidim. He doesn't know. So in the case of our Mishnah, we're speaking about a shtar halvo. You can't be goyma unless you'll have to weigh them on each ksav yad. In the case of a shoiver, could be he'll be moide to the chachomim, that you can't be goyva from the loive, because maybe I'm on the shabishtar meidim. Rebbe is misupik. And the Gemara says, no, Rebbe is not misupik. He holds bebrirus al ksav yodam heimeidim. That's the Gemara could have said, that means it could be Rebbe is misupik. But the Gemara says another nafkemine, that'll come out a kula according to Rebbe, and a chumra according to the Chachamim. What is the nafkemine? Heiche de mis chad minayu. One of the Edom died. Liboy shnayim min hashuk lohoid olot. So we'll need that two Edom, that means if the aid, one of the Edom hachsumim, if he'll say zek savyodi, and his chsime, and he'll say on the other chsime zek savyad chaveri, and he'll say this with another aid minashuk. So if you hold almone shebishtar heimeidim, it will not be good. If you hold al ksav yodom heimeidim, and there'll be two eidim on his chsime, and two eidim on the chsime of the mace, it will be good. V'navkemino heiche demis chad minayu. One of the two eidim died. Liboy shnayim in ashuk. So if you hold you will not be able to be Mekayim the Shtar, even though you'll have two Edim on each Chsime, and one of the Edim is the Eid Achosim. You'll need two people Minashuk Lohoidolov. The Imkain, if not, that means if you'll have the Eid Achai, he'll be meyed on his chsime with another eid. He'll be meyed on the chsime of the mace with another eid. It will be apostle akim. Tim kain konofik nake rive de momoine apume de chatzad. Because if you hold almonish ebishtah heimeidim, it will come out that three quarters of the shtar becomes huchshar al yedei one eid. V'hocho lechumre, v'hoche lechumre. So it could be that Rebbe is mesupik. When it comes that you need two eidim on each chsime, he holds misofik, you need two eidim. Because maybe al ksav yodam heimeidim. If the eid achosum could be mitzarev to be meid, could be mitzarev to be meid on the chsima of the mace, then he's machmi, says he can't be mitzarev. Because maybe al mone shebishtar heimeidim. V'hochelechumre, k'mash meron, the Rebbe mifshat pshitalei, bein lekule, bein lechumre. The Rebbe holds al ksav yodam heimeidim, and therefore the eid hachosum could be meid on his chsime, and also be mitzurif with another eid on the chsime of the eid hameis. The Omar of Yehuda Mara, Shnayim Hachsumim Alashtar. If you have two people which are Chosim Alashtar, Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of them died. So Rav Yehuda Mara said, Alibe de Chachomim, who hold Amonish Abishtar Heimeidim, Tzrichim shnayim min hashuk lahoid olof. So you will need two different edim in hashuk to be meyed on the ksav yad of the mace. The eid hachosum cannot be mitzurif to be meyed on the ksav yad of the mace. Bozu Rebbe lekule verabonon lechumra. Here, Rebbe, who holds Aksav Yodemei Meidim, is Meikel, and the Rabbonin Amachm. Now, to understand exactly what we said here, let us see Rashi. This is Rashi and the Gemara. Kshetim tzoloim odivrei Rebbe, kshetamed lesoiv dvorov, ksova Aksav Yodemei Boim Lohoid. That they're coming to be made under Aksav Yad. Kshemekaimim ashtar bebezden, that's the oifen akiyim. Lefichot. So if the kiyim is that we're made, this is ksav yodeinu. Lefichot tzorich shnayim al kol ksav o ksav. So you need two edim to be made on each ksav. You need a birur of edim that this ksav is the ksav of Reuven and of Shimon. Ledivrei chachomim amon ishebishtarim meyidim. Anachnu roinu hamilve vechosamnu. That is kolul in their edis. That they're saying that we saw the milve, we chasmed on the shtar. And as we mentioned before from the Shita Mekobet says, Vloyei soifon chomo mitchiloson. So just like they made it a milve bishtar, these two edim, they saw the alvo and they chasmit, so they can now be mekayim bishtar, these two edim themselves. Hilkach betrei sagi, so these two are sufficiently tzorich chad minayu lasudi adachav. It only that each one should be made on the other one's chasim. So the Gemara said, that's poshet. How else could you learn pshat in the machloikis of Rebbe in the Chachomin? So the Gemara says, no. Mal de tema le Rebbe svuki mesavka le I al ksav yodem ono niskokin sheyidu o yal mone shebishtar u mishum shem al ksav yodem heim eidim atzrich trey lechol ksav u ksav. But umivshet mi yolopshitle, not it's poshetim that it is that way, al ksav yodam heimidim. It's a suffix, maybe. Shigol chumre in both cases. V'navke mine. So now Rashi explains. In suffix levadai, if I say that Rebbe is mesupik al ksav yodam heimidim, or Rebbe holds bevadi al ksav yodam heimidim, lishnayim achsumim al ashtar, Umeis echod mehem, and one of them died. Tzorich shnayim min hashuk lohoid olof. So now, the chsime of the eight hameis, you need two different people, not, the eight achosum cannot be mitzaref to be meyed on the chsime of the eight hameis. You need shnayim min hashuk. Ve'ein ze kosher lohoid al ksav yodoy, but the eid achosum cannot say ze ksav yodi, val shel chaveiroi in will be made also shel chaveiroi, the tzarif echodimo sheyoid al shteya. Ve'ein ze kosher lohoid al ksav yodoy, val shel chaveiroi. He says, he himself is not kosher lohoid al ksav yodo shel chaveiro, tzarif echod imoy, sheyoid al shteyim. And we'll have someone else that'll say, eidus on both. It also won't be good. The dume. Almoni shebishtar hein meid. Maybe the eidus is almoni shebishtar. Therefore. So when he says zek sav yodi, nofik palge dimomoyne apume. If you would have both edim saying zek sav yodi, so you have two edim being meyed on the chayv, and it's a milva bishta. If you have one eid saying zek sav yodi, so half of the edis that is necessary for the chayv, was nisbar through the saint. He said, Zek Sabiodi. Vize shemeyid imoy al chsimosoy. Now, there's another person that says on his chsime, on the chsime of the Eidachai, Zek Sav Yadruven. So, loymalo v'loymoyrit. So that person doesn't accomplish anything. Why? You don't need him. That means if Yod Almonisha Bishtahim Eidim, so the minute this eid says Zek Sav Yodi, so finished. So half of the eidis that is necessary to be mevarer that this is a kosher shtar was not already. His Ksav Yad was taken care of. Half of the eidis was taken care of. Another eid will say Zek Sav Yodi. It's superfluous. Yes, I cannot, all the Rishonim say. You don't need him. On his Ksav Yad already, I know. He said, Zek Ksav Yad, I'm on a Shemesh Tam Eidim. So his Ksav Yad was taken care of already. V'chi hodo mitztarif imahu min ha-shuk lohoi dachsim esameis. Now, he's going to go and say Eidis on the chsime of the meis. Is together with the other eid, there'll be mevarer the other half of the shtar. Is hodor nofik rivo de memoina apumeis, another quarter of the moment will become nisbarer through this eid. Ishtakach de kula memoina nake rivo nofik mi pume apumeis. So it comes out three quarters of the hechsher of this shtar came about through one eighth. He said, Zek Sav Yodi. So that's already half of the bill. And then he said, Zek Sav Yad Chaveri. Banan al pishnaim eidim boinon. Chatzidova al piv shalze, vechatzidova al piv shalze. So, if he'll be mishtatef to be meyed on the chsimes hameis, so in the biru, in the hersher of this shtar, three quarters of the biru was nisbaro through one eid. And the Torah says, al pi shnayim eidim yokem dovo, and shnayim eidim means chatzi mize bechatzi mize. So therefore it's no good. Hilkach, ni boi tre. Therefore, we need two different eidim on the ksav yad of the mace. The kiven the sveikehi. Now, if we would assume that according to Rebbe, Rebbe is mesupik, Nezel hochelochum of a hochelochum, so will be machma both ways. Hey, chedish name kayomim. If both of them are alive, ozlina lochum of a minok sab yodim hey meidin. Ubin in train al kog sab oksav. Hey, chedim is chad minayu, but if one died, bin in train minashuk, she yoide echel oksav yad hameis. One person in the shuk should be made, oksav yad ameis, vechad mem yoid, oksav yad ameis, vechai. The avib sheet alone, if I would know clearly, oksav yod meidin, avisagi bechad min the shuk, she yoid al shtei chesimis, vechai yoid gam hu al shteim. If I would know for sure that you say oksav yod meidin, so then it would be sufficient that the Eid Achai says Zek Sav Yodi Zek Sav Yad Chaveri. The person in the Shuk says Zek Sav the Chaver and this is Ksav Yodoi. And it comes out on each Chsime, the Chai is 25% of the Eidis. So Memele, so on the whole Shtar he's saying 50% of the Eidis, which is Gevaldik. That's a Pishnai Meidim.
The
And his ksav yad, he also needs the other eight. Sheyoydach simosay. Avol hashta the misav kelo. But now we have a suffix. If we would assume that Rabbi is mesupik dul mamon shebeshtare meiden, val ksav yodai hu nemon, and he's nemon on his ksav yad. Vein tzorich litziruf, on his ksav yad, you don't need a tziruf. The minute he says that, ksav yodi, so 50% of the shtar is taken care of. And we'll also use them to be made al dechsim of the mace. Is there napki til sarivi apume? So then 3/4 of the edis is niskayim through this one aid, through the aid achai. Ilek etrein min ashuk. Shelo yehei zet soich lohoid al amace. Kamash Milon, the Pshitalei. So that's what the Gemara is saying. No, Rabbi holds Klo, Oksav Yodem Eimidim, Fesagi Bechad Minashuk, Shneim Yehidu Al Shteim. And he holds Oksav Yodem Eimidim, Bein Lekule Kihoche, and Kihoche Dila Rabbonim, Bo Shneim Minashuk, Shiyidu Al Shalmeis. Naki rive, chosa rive. Minus a quarter. And according to the Chachomim, so shnayim, ledivrei Chachomim. So that's what the Gemara says. So, Rebbe holds, oksav yodem meidim, so there's a chumre nakule. You need an each ksive to aidim. Well, the Eidach, he said, the Eidach Chai could be Mitzurif with another Eid and the Chsim of the Eid HaMeis. And it's called only 50% of the Eidus is Niskayim Al Yodai. Masha Enken, according to the Chachomim, Al Monesha Bishtare Meidim, so therefore it is sufficient that each one should say Zek Sav Yodai. Well, if one of the Eidim died, so the Eid Achai cannot become Mitzurif to another Eid to be made on the Chsimus HaMeis. Yeah. Frag the Gemara. V'ileko trei elochad mai. Frag the Gemara, fine. According to the Chachomim, that Almonesh Beshtar HaMeidim, he cannot be made on his Chsimus, plus the chsima of the mace. You need two different edim and the chsima of the mace. What if you don't have two different edim? You only have the eid achai and another eid. So what happens then? You're stuck? You can't be mekayim the shtar? Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, now I'll tell you a merdekeitzer. Lichtoiv chsimas yodei achaspe. The Eid Achai, let him not come to Bezn and say Zek Sav Yodi. Let's take this. He comes to Bezn Zek Sav Yodi, so Rav Gahak the Tzoris. So then it's bitter. No, he shouldn't say Zek Sav Yodi. Let him go and sign his signature on Acheres. We'll see later why Tavka on Acheres. Vishodi lei bebeidini, and he sends this Acheres to Bezn. V'chazulei, and now they'll look at, so they got a cheres with the signature of the Eid HaChai. So they know how the signature of the Eid HaChai looks. U'machzikulei beidine, and then Bezdin, I don't need him to be meyed on his ksav yad. Bezdin will be able to figure out from this cheres, Bezn will make dimyan chsimis. Bezn will take the cheres. And Bezn knows that this cheres was written by this aid, by the aid hachai. So you don't have to come and say aid this now. I'll look at the cheres. I'll look at the shtar. So memele, so on Reuven, I'm mekayim Reuven's chsimis. Fine. Father, I know this is Reuven's chsimis. I saw it from the cheres. So Bezn was Mekayim Reuven's Chesimit. Fine. Reuven didn't do anything on this. Now Shimon, so Reuven comes and is made on the chesima of Shimon, and another eid is made on the chesima of Shimon. So you have here, so 25% of the eid is of the shtar is nichshar yidei Reuven, 25% al yidei someone min hashuk, and Besdin will be mekayim the other 50%. So Memele, there's no problem of 3/4 of the Eidetz. Now the Gemara says, V'davke achaspe. But if we want that Reuven should chasme on something in order that Besdin should be acquainted with his signature, he should chaspe, on a piece of cheres. Avul amegilta loy, but don't chasme on a cloth. Why? What's wrong with chasme on a cloth? Dilme mashkech lo inish, because if you sign your signature on a blank piece of paper, that's sheklach. You don't know what you can get into. Dilme, that means he'll send this paper to Besdin, he'll send the cloth to Besdin. Besdin will look at the signature, finished. What happens with this paper later? What'll happen with this cloth later? Besdin will throw it away. We don't need it anymore. We don't store it. Now, and someone will find a blank cloth with a signature on it. Oh, so right over this signature, ani achosom lamato, Lavisi, Miploini, Meya Mone, there's a Xaviad on it, Eschlappen to Besdin, and you can't do anything with it. Avo Megil Taloi, Dilme Mashkech Lo Inish Taloi Mali. Maybe if you'll sign your signature on a Megillah, so a person who is not Elech will find it. Because of Ilavi Mai the boy, you know, go and write whatever he wants to write. Usnan, and we learn Taitzi Olav Ksav Yodishu Chayv Loi Goyvim in the Chosim B'nei Chayrim. So you gave him the Chosim B'nei Chayrim. So Mamela, he's gonna come to him and he says, no, give me the 100 mon I lent you. And he'll say, it's Shekhar V'Kozov. So, Taitzi Olav Ksav Yodai. Ksav Yodai says that I lent you 100 mon. So Mamela will have to pay. So Mamela, so that's not a good eitzah to do. So the eitzah aguna is, we'll see you right on a cheres, and we'll see a cheres is apostle l'shtar. A cheres is a dover sheyochel is dayif. So you can't use a cheres for any document. So Mamela, filu this cheres gets lost, a calamity will never occur, because they'll never be able to They'll never be able to use this cheres as a shtar because it's a dover sheyochel is dayif. Let us see Rashi. Vileko shnayim sheyakiru ksav ameis. Elochad. Vize hachai nami makiro. My nevet. You only have one aid minashuk and the chai. Now how can we be mekayim the shtar without getting into problems according to the Chachomim? Lichtoi, ze she nisha b'chayim, the aid that's still alive, chsimes yodei achaspe, v'nishdaye b'beidin, let him send this cheres to Besdin, v'yitlu adayonim, and the dayonim will take this cheres, v'yakifuhu eitzol chsimos isha b'shtah, and now Besdin will be medame this, they'll put this next to the chsim and they'll make dimyin chsimes. U'marziki Yahud ishtorim yachdas chaspe. And they'll be mekayim that chsime from the cheres. Leitzorich lasudi achsime shode. It's not necessary for him to say eidus. Besdin figured out this is his chsime without him saying eidus. But make sure it's a cheres, because if it's a megilte, because of a leimai the boy lemai leminachsime, he'll go and write whatever he wants over the chsime. Yichtoi sheze hachosum lovo mimenu mone, that the person, the undersigned, I, the undersigned, lent amone, v'koysev kach, ani ploini achosum lemato, lovisi mone mi ploini, and there'll be a bit of a geschäft. And the din is you can be given the chosum b'nei chayrim, umemishabdi loy. The less loy kolol adova. You can't want from mishabodim because there's no kol on such a star, since there's no to aid him. All the time you mafa mishabodim because the time is and the lakuches, why did you buy his nechosim? You knew he borrowed money. So don't buy his nechosim because you know nichsi din ishin maraydin loy, unless you leave over b'nei chayrim. Why are you buying his nechosim for? And the lakuches cannot say we didn't know about the halvor because to aid them give out a keil. To aid them bishtar is a keil that this person borrowed money. So memela, if there's a shtar with two edim, the lekuches should have not purchased all his nechosim. He should have left over b'nei chayrim for the malva. They purchased it, so it's their hard luck. So now the malva can mourn from the lekuches. But if there's only a shtar with a ksav yad, so there's no koil, so you can't mourn from the lekuches, but you can mourn from the leiva you could mourn. So memela, this is a dangerous document. They'll mourn from the leiva. Mishabdi loy de les loy kol ledova shein osi be'ede. So memele. So that's why you write on the cheres. I'd like to mention, this is a debatable statement, but the tzais holds like this. Yischeilik with a shach, yischeilik with a nesivis. But the Ktzeis holds like this, and I'd like to mention the Shitas HaKtzeis. In our Gemara it says that if you hold Almoneh Shebishtar HaMe'idim, there's no Eitzeh for him to say Zek Sav Yodi, and Zek Sav Yod Chaveri, even though there's another aid on his ksavyad, on the ksavyad of the chai, because it's not necessary. It's, I don't need your aidus on the ksavyad. I don't need the aidus on the ksavyad, because I have the aid alone on the ksavyad. So memele, the aid hachosum, so he accomplishes with his agode 50%, and then when he's made on the other aid, so it's 75%. So the Ktzais in the Meshayv of Nesiva says, you know when we say this? We say this when, if you, even though you have another aid on his Ksiva, so there's a Mirdik Alamdis. The other aid doesn't have Namanas alone. And the Ksima of the Chai, and the Ksav Yad of the Chai, the other aid doesn't have an amonis. You need together with him. Both of them are saying Zek Ksav Yad. And when the aid HaChai says Zek Ksav Yad, so it's finished. So that means the other aid is alone is nothing. Is only namonis is betzirif with the aid HaChai. And the minute the aid HaChai says Zek Ksav Yad, it's finished. So you have the biru from the aid HaChai if you hold amonis shebishtar meidim. So therefore, so you have already 50% of the Eidus with the Eidachai, that's why you can become a Tzurif. Zaktik Tzais, what'll be if there'll be two Eidim? The two Eidim say on the Chsima of the Eid Achai. This is Ksav Yodai. So he says, then you can say, so, I don't need your Eidus. I don't need your Eidus. You said Eidus? I don't need it. I have two edim which are saying that this is ksav yodei. That means if I need the edus of the edachai, so if you need it, as the minute you have it, so you have 50% already. So memele, the other aid won't help the situation. But if you have two edim and the ksav yad of the edachai, so then I'll say, I don't need your edus in ganzen. Dal your edus. I have two edus on your chsime. And then I have two aides on you and the another aid on the chsima from the ksav yad ha-meis. That's one halacha, the Ktzai says. The Ktzai says another halacha. What will be if he said Zech Sam Yodi? And then later he writes on a chaspen. So Bezdin also doesn't need now the edis of the Yedacha. I don't need you anymore. I have the chaspen. So the Ktzai Soltar will also help. I you said edis, but I don't need it. I'm not dependent on you. So Memela I could say Dal your edis. I have Bezdin will be Mevarel. Bezdin will mevar that this is your ksav yad through the chasbe, and finish, and then you can be meyid on the ksav yad of the eid hameis. Betzira put another eid. That's shitas haktois, which is his chaylik with a shach and a sivis. Let us see toisvis. Al ksav yodon hei meyidin. Nire. Dile Rebbe. Afilu oimrim befeirish demeidim almone shebeshtar. Choshev kilo meidim al ksav yodom. There's no such thing. You're meid almone shebeshtar. The edis of kiyim has to be al ksav yodom. So that's mekayim the shtar. So you say almone shebeshtar. That's not a kiyim. You need almone shebeshtar. Vechein l'rabono. Afilu oimrim behedye, the aksav yodon hei meidim. They'll say, no, I'm not saying I'm on a shebishtar. The aksav yodon hei meidim, midamrinim besomoch, because if according to the rabbonon, they could say, we're not saying I'm on a shebishtar, the Gemara asks, "V'leke trei elachad heichinavi." The Gemara says, "What if there's only one aid on the ksav yad of the meis?" So the Gemara has a problem. So we have to go with a chaspe, with a ganza isik. Mashmid the lo yoyel rabbonin im yidu behed yal ksav yadam. So let them say, "We're not saying I'm on the shebishtah. We're only saying on ksav yadain." I say, "It doesn't help." Is this by saying Zek Sav Yodi, automatically, that's Edis Amon Shebishtar. So automatically, 50% of the Edis was Niskayim through the Edacha. Vidavke Achaspe. But the Gemara says, if you want to show your signature to Bezdin, make sure to write on Achaspe. So Taisra says, V'hu adin areishe de megilta. You don't have to write afkan achaspe. You can write on the megillah also, but make sure you write on the top of the megillah, so they can't put anything on top of your signature. If you write in the middle of the megillah, then you're in hot water if a inish toloi mali finds it. If you write on top of the megillah, then there's no problem. You can't make a shtar, by signing on top. Kedama beget poshet, elekele meichish lamidis. That's also sufficient. V'hod esanye beperikame de kedushin. Kosav ala neyor oy ala cheres bitcho mekudeshesli. Now, from the rehitis loshen from our Gemara would seem, if you write on a cheres, there's no problem, because a cheres is a posel eshtar. So Taisus has a problem. There's a Gemara in Kedushin that says Kosval Niyor Ayala Cheres Bitcho Mekodeshesli, she's Mekodesh. So we see that you can write a shtar on a cheres. V'chein Gabi Sode Kosval Niyor Ayala Cheres Areize Mechure. So the Gemara in Kedushin says that a shtar ala cheres is a kosher shtar. So Taisvi says, Nire, now what it says is a kosher shtar, the osi ke rabbeloso. It's going according to rabbeloso. The omar edim mesire karsi. Rabbeloso holds that the edim who witness the mesiris hashtar, they make the shtar for a shtar. The la rab meyer, even the edich sime karsi, loy mahani al dovo sheyochel ezayif,
the
Period. Now let's just explain this halacha for 1 minute. We have a machlokes tanoim, which edim make the shtar for a shtar. There's such an inyan as a shtar, a sefer, krisis, a sefer, a mikne. Who makes it for a shtar? Rameya holds edichsim ekarsi. But the edim hachsumim besech hashtar make the shtar for a shtar. Rabbi Loz holds edim mesire karsi. The edim who watched the mesire hashtar. Now, the Gemara says, according to Rameya, that hold edichsim ekarsi, it has to be muchach mitoich hashtar what the Eidim Hachsumim are saying. That means when I look at the Shtar, I have to know exactly what they're saying, because the Eidim Hachsumim make the Shtar for a Shtar. So therefore, let us say one example, and then we'll come to what Taisus is speaking about. What is if in this city, there are two Reuven ben Yaakovs in the city, and these two Reuven ben Yaakovs both of them have a wife, Rochel Baslova. That's, Rochel Bas Psula. Yeah. Okay. So Memele, that's very coincidental. Two people in the city have the same names, and their wives have also the same names. Fine. Now, one of them wants to give his wife a get, which he's entitled to. So he goes, and he chasmes a get, and it says in the get, Reuven ben Yaakov, he's getting his wife, Rochel bas Psul. Fine. So according to Ramey, this is a posel a get. Because when I look at the get, do I know who's giving the get? I don't know who's getting the get. Me, the Eidim Hachsumim has to be Muchach Mitoi Chashtar, if the Eid I hold Eidachsim Ekarsi. So when I look in the Sefer Krisis, I have to know what's happened. If there's two Reuvens in the Shtot and two, they have two wives Rochel in the Shtot, I don't know. Which Reuven gave the get? I'll call over the Eidim and find out. No, that's not Eidachsim Ekarsi. Eidachsim Ekarsi means that from the Eidim Achsumim Bishtar, you're supposed to know the whole story. And if you don't know the whole story, so that's saying anything. The Eidim don't know. Now, let's talk about the same scenario according to Rabbi Lozo. Eidim Mesirikals. You have a blank piece of paper that Reuven is getting Rochel. Also the same thing. The Eidim are there Bishas Mesiris Hashtar. Now, if we want this get to be a get, this is only a blank piece of paper. That means we'll have to want to prove that it's a get. I mean, you'll have to ask the Eidim Mesire, you were there. I mean, a blank piece of paper, someone's enough. No, we'll ask the Eidim, which Reuven gave the get? Well, they were there, Bishas the Gerish, and they'll know you right away. The tall Reuven, he was the one that gave the get. It doesn't have to be written in the Shtar. The Eidim who witnessed the Mesiris Hashtar, they make the Shtar for a Shtar. That's one case of Muchach Mitoich. Let's talk about another case of Muchach Mitoich. You have a paper, you have a Cheres Sheyochel Izdayif. So that means someone can erase what is written there and write something else, and you won't know the difference. Acheres is adava sheyochel izdayif. Now, so according to Rameya that holds eidah chesime karsi, so this is not a shtar. They are not with their chesime, they're not saying anything. Because whatever they're being meyed on, it's not muchach mitoich hashtar that this is what they're being meyed on. Could be the malva went and changed the numbers. So it's not muchach mitoich hashtar. If you hold Eidim Mesiri Karsi, they saw the shtar, they read the shtar, they know what it said in the shtar. So afilo adova sheyochel izdayif is also good. So now let's go back to Taisus. Taisva says, in our Gemara it says that Acheres is Apostle Ishtar. So Taisva says, I have a different Gemara. For the sign of Perikam of the Kedushin, Kosov on the Yorah, Lacheres, Bitra, Mekadeshously, Bechen Gabi, so the Kosov on the Yorah, Lacheres, Areza, Mechure. So we see that it's a good star, even though it's Yochel is Daif. Nireh. So he says, that one's a good star, Doshi Kabalosa. Da made the Messira Karsi. Dilla Rab Meir, even the Edechsime Karsi, Le Mahani, Al Dovo She Yochel is Daif, as we mentioned before, because it's not Muchach Mitech Eshtar. Kediyoma Peg Beis Digitin, and Kaismalo on the Yov, Achomim Machshirim, Mephosh Begmore Man Chachomim, Kabalosa. Period. So Memele, so that's that. Va'afa Gavdo Mahosom Le Hirsha Rabalosa Ela Begitin. Avo Beshar Shtoris Loi. So that's sugya. So Taisvis just said, Taisvis had a problem. I have a Gemara in Kedushin that says that you can write a Shtar Kedushin on a Cheres, you can write a Shtar Mecher on a Cheres. In our Gemara it seems you cannot make a Shtar from a Cheres. So Taisvis says, oh, that's no problem. I have a Gemara in Gittin. And the Gemara in Gittin says, and Kaisun al a Cheres, according to Rameya, the Chamavol Yikud, Macha Chamar Abalos. So Memele, no problem. The Gemara in Kedushin is going according to Rabalos. But let's look at the Gemara in Gittin. Va'afal gav. The Gemara in Gittin says, Lahirsha Rabalos ala begitten. Rabalos was only Marsha begitten. Avo b'shar shtoris loy. So I'm back with my old kasha. I just found the Gemara in Kedushin that a shtar Kedushin is good on the Dovah Shechel is Daif. I said with my Bekiyas it's going according to Rabalos. But the Gemara in Gittin says Rabalos was only Marsha by get. So Taisvis says, Hachi perush, you're learning wrong pshat in Yana Gemara. Ela begitten, uch dich vosayu, da hainu shtorish, ein oim dem laraye. Gitten is good, or all other shtori kinyin is good, she ein oim dem laraye. So there, adovo, she yochel is daif is good, ta eidab are there, bishas ta maise kinyin, and they'll be able to be made, what it said in the shtar. Kein oise sheina ose, ela liknes boy, ishe besode, ke en gitten, she ose lefi shole garish boy. I get that the tachlis of the shtar is to make a chalois kinyin, that eide mesira are good, even though it's yochel is daif, because bishas kinyin, you have eidem who see what was written, and memele, so it's sufficient. So Taisa says, Afa pisha yochel ashtar shal kinyin lohoye l'raye. So Taisa says, but this can also be used for ashtar raye. Now, ashtar raye, we have to realize we can't be samech on the Eidim Messiah. They have to remember from 10 years what was written in the shtar, if it's yochel is diet. So Taisa says, Gam get yochel lohoye, kudom ba kaysev, bekam de bom metziye. A get is also a raye. V'chitei menik raye. Want to tear up the get, but in the linsuvibay, she needs the get to prove that she's giget. Ela sheikran loy lekach nasu. The ikar of the shtar was only made, for kinyan. So mameleves, the ikar is for kinyan, so you permitted to make a shtar and a dover sheyochel is daif. Later, you want to use it for a raya, could be you can use it for a raya later if a chochel is daif. But since the ikar shtar is also le kinyan, you could write in the dov shechel is daif. V'lei memaya tel ashtor she ikran le raya, v'asuyin lamed yomim rabim, ashtar that's ikran le raya, kedamai sosam ko nesatam b'tli cheres. Ashtar which is ikran le raya, such a shtar lemaise, I feel according to Abelosa, is not good. And a dovo sheyochel lehizdayif. That's what Taisvis is saying. The Maram Shiv says that Be'emison, this Taisvis has nothing to do with Agamor. Agamor is speaking about a shtar raya. We're talking about that he's gonna, if he writes his signature on a cheres, he's nothing what to worry about, that the loive will go and make a shtar raya out of it, because it's yochel is daif. But a shtar raya, Rabbi Elazar, is also moide, that it's no good. And here, Bechlala Gemara speaking about, he wants to use, he doesn't have any edim mesira on this, he wants to use the signature alone. Taisus is just saying halachically, Dovah Shochel is daif, according to Rab Meir is possible kinyan, according to Rab Elazar is kosher lekinyan. L'rayef, according to Rab Elazar, it's also possible. That's all what Taisus is saying. Bemis into Agamor, which we're speaking about a shtar rayef, according to Rab Elazar, it won't be good. Hoitzi olav ksav yodi, so the Gemara said what one has to be afraid of. Hoitzi olav ksav yodi shuchay, v'loi goivim in the chosim b'nei chayim. He can mourn from the chosim b'nei chayim. Posig rav alfis, davke ksha'ime loi hoyu dvorim me'oilom. That's davke if the loive said, I never borrowed, so then the Malva can take the shtar and say, how can you say never borrowed? Is a shtar, you chasmid, you borrowed $100 from me. Avol! Nemon hu loima porati, but he's nemon tetaina porati. By aksavyad, he's nemon tetaina porati. Leimotzi omelei shtorche biyodi my boy, and the Malva cannot tell him, if you paid up, what am I doing with the shtar? Elo bishtar sheyesh boi edim de goive boi menachosem mishabodim. Veinir la rabbeinu yitzro ki minayin lo yze achilo ki sova de bachor shtar in rogel lefroya at sheyach zeloi shtori. Now, I'd like to explain for a few minutes, my son Ali Yosef, a beautiful pshat, but what the Shitas Harif is. We have a klal. When a malve has a shtar, and he comes to the loive, and he says, pay up your chayiv, and the loive says, I paid up the chayiv. The malve, you paid up the chayiv? Who are you fooling? Eshtolcha biyodi, my boy, I have the shtar here. So we know the loive is not nemo. The malve with the shtar can be goiva from the loiva. The loiva is not them to say ne parati. If it was parati, shtalcha biyodi my boy. There's a moira dike ha'ore from Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim asks, what's the kasha? What is the kasha? That means, if a person, what is the kasha? Shtalcha biyodi my boy. What's the problem? The shtar says I didn't pay up. What is the kasha? I borrowed money from you. I wrote a shtar. Fine. I paid up the chayiv. What's the shtar doing in your possession? Why can't it be in your possession? I'm scared of the shtar. The shtar says I didn't pay up. That means, if the shtar would be a raya, I didn't pay up, then there's a kasha, so why didn't you take the shtar? But let's start from the beginning. Where do you see that the shtar is that I didn't pay up? The shtar says I didn't pay up. The shtar says I borrowed money. I paid you up. Why didn't I take the shtar? Because I know I'm never to tie the parati. Why did I have to take the shtar? You can keep it. I have enough garbage in my house. Why did I have to take the shtar? The only kasha shtolche biyodi my boy is based if the shtar is a proof that you didn't pay up. And there's a kasha, so why didn't you take the shtar? You're leaving proof in my possession that you didn't pay up? But how's that goof on the donim? The shtar is a proof I didn't pay up? The shtar says I just borrowed money. Finished. So I borrowed money, so you can keep the shtar. You can know, you want to show people that you're a rich person, you lend people money. You can keep the shtar, because it's a hate. The shtar doesn't say I didn't pay up. Why did I leave the shtar by you? Why shouldn't I leave it by you? So now this is a meiridike kasha from Rab Chaim. So he explains, the Rif held like that. The Rif held like that. There's a meiridike Ramban in Seif Get Poshut that is mevayer shitas harif. A shtar that you could only mon from the loive, you can only mon from the loive. That means you can't from the ksavyat. You can only mon, you can't mon from the chosem mishabotim. The loiva isn't scared of the shtar. The shtar doesn't say anything. The shtar doesn't say anything. So I left the shtar by you. I can tie in a parati gesundheit. And that's the Ramban in Seif Get Poshut says,
Ein matpidem alof. Und man nicht möse biad malve. Hafa pische perua.
But if there's two Edim, there's another problem. What's the problem by two Edim? If there's two Edim, there's a koil. Now there's a koil that he lent me money. Having the shtar is a koil that he lent me money. Now, there's a real estate factor. If a person is a bal choyv, and there's a koil that Yenna lent me money, so people stay away from his property. If mine is a bal choyv, who says he paid, who says he didn't pay, we won't buy from him. We're getting hot water. So memele, if there's a koil that you could mun from mishabodim, then the loiv is going to take away the shtar. Why? That, let's get rid of this koil. You have a shtar. The shtar is moitzi a koil. So memele, kol's man, the shtar is by you. My real estate is worthless. So when you pay up, you get rid of the shtar. You want your real estate to go up again. If you didn't take back the shtar, there's a kasha on you. So if you paid up and you take back the shtar, it's a raya, you're a liar. That's how the Rif learned pshat. A shtar sheyesh bo yedim, that you can mourn from the chosam mishabodim, a loive would never leave the shtar. The shtar is detrimental to the value of his karkois. So the minute he pays up, he takes away the shtar. A meshugan, isn't it? So memele, number one, and number two, the lekuchas will never know if he'll tie the parati, if he won't tie the parati. They don't know what's going to happen. So kolzman is a shtar, and the kibon from the lekuchas, that's the loshon of the Rambam. But if there's a shtar shesh be'edem, sheyesh loy koil, vizili nichsei deloive, sherei goive min ha-shebodem, so memele, then, so that's how the Rif learned pshat. So it's a moichedik Rif. So the Rif said, let's see now again the Lashon of Tosfos. Posik Rav Alfas. Davke k'shoyim eloi hoi dvorim ei oilom. If the loivis says, ashtar k'sav yad. If he says, I never borrowed. So then the shtar says, you did borrow. Avon emon eloi meparati. Vloi motz emol ishtochi biyodi, my boy. What am I doing with the shtar? What's the problem? I borrowed money for you. You have a shtar. That's it. Ela b'shtar sheyesh b'yedim d'goyva b'yemin achosam mishubodim. There you can't tain a parati. V'nir l'rabbeinu Yitzchak. Men Yitzchak is chaylek. Ki minayim lo yze hachilek. Ki sova d'rabbeinu Yitzchak calls the b'chol shtar eni rogil l'fchayat sheyatsu lo yishtoy. A person doesn't want headaches. But to us, the minute he pays up, Yolakuchis, Nitlakuchis, let's get rid of the shtar. So Memele, so that's the Machlokes, the Rif, and the Ri. Let us see the Gemara further. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, Aloche, Kedivrei Chachomim, that what Almone Shebeshtar Emid, Sektimo, Pshita, Yochet, Barab, Aloche, Keram, is Madetem, Aloche, Kerebi, Mechavei, Roi, Vafilo, Mechavei, Rov, Kamash, Malom, we don't paskin like Rabbi Mechaveirov, and we paskin like the Rabbot. Simenoch notchat. Omalei Rav Chanan Bachi el Rav Yude, v'omri lo Rav Huna ba Yehuda el Rav Yude, v'omri lo Rav Chiya ba Yehuda el Rav Yude. He says, what we hear here, Rav Yehuda said a statement, la'loche, we paskin like the Chachamim. And he said this, b'shem Shmuel, Omar Rav Yehuda m'Shmuel. Umi Omar Shmuel Hochi, you're telling me that Shmuel said that we passed like the Chachomim Amon Shebishtar Meidin. For who shtore the Nofik mi beidine de Mar Shmuel? There was a shtar that was Niskayim Ayidei Bezdin. Vavaksiv Bey in the Hempik that was written on the shtar, it said as follows: Mi da Oso Rav Onon Bachir. This is the Nusach of the Hempik. Rav Onan Bachiye came, va'asid, and he said, Eidus achsimis yode. He said, Eidus on his chsime, va'dechad de'ime. And he said, Eidus also on the other aid that was gechasmet there. Umono, in who's the other aid? Rav Chonan Barabe. ומידי אוסו רב חונון ברבה, ועשי דחסים אשיודי, ודחד דאימי, ומונוי רב חונון ברחיה.
So Memele, a whole Megillah, the Bezdin writes, that Rav Onon said Edis, and his Chsime, and Rav Chonon's, and Rav Chanon's Chsime,
Rav Chanon said Edis, and his Chsime, and Rav Onon's Chsime, is therefore, so the Bezdin of Shmuel wrote, Asher nu, vikeyamunuk, vikeyamunuhi, kedbechosi. We mekayim dishta, there was a Gehrige Kiyah.
So Memele frechte Gemore, I have a bekashe. You just told me a minute ago, you Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like the Chachamim,
that almonu shebishtachei meidim. So it's sufficient that each aid should say zek sav yodi. Look at a hempik that came out of Shmuel's Besen. The hempik was, since he was made on himself and the other one, since there's two aidim, we were mekayim dishtach. See, Shmuel holds, he paskens like Rebbe, not like the Chachamim. There's a Moiridike Ha'ore from the Maram Shif, and I just like to mention the Ha'ore. We had learned Taisvis and Avchofam at Beis. Taisvis says, from Taisvis means a Yerushalmi, that the whole Lundis, Almonishe Bishtar Hemeidin, is only if they remember the Halva. But what if the Eidim forgot the Halva? They don't remember the Halva. Could you say Amonishe Bishtarim Meidim? So Taisa said, Afilu according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only talking about they remember the Halva. So then we say, so Amonishe Bishtarim Meidim Layei Soifon Chama Mitchilos. Alumnus. But that's if they could be made Amonishe Bishtarim. What if their mind is a blank? This is their signature. That's it. The Halva, they don't remember. Can't remember from the Shtari also. This is our signature. That's it. Finished. So, Victor Maram Shiv, so what's the problem? The Gemara found a henpik that each aid was made on the other one's chsime. Could be the aidim forgot the Halva. So then you zichir to make such a kiyum. So what's the calamity? The Gemara made a whole mapechedo. That Shmuel says b'shem that Shmuel paskin like the Rabbanon and Shmuel needed such a kiyum. Yeah, he needs such a kiyum. Taisa says klo like that. That's a horror from the Maram Shif. Agav uche, the Meiri in our sugya says klo not like Taisa. The Meiri says amonisha b'shtarei midim. They don't have to remember the halva. It's in Lomdus we consider ki'ilu de me'idim amonisha b'shtar. But the halachically they don't have to remember. So like the Miri is gebaldik, aval kaponim. Taisvis said not like that. Okay. So Memelus, so the Gemara is Akashe, so if Shmuel Paskin like Rebbe, like the Chachomim, so why did he need a kiyum that's only good according to Rebbe? Why did he need Rebbe's a kiyum? So the Gemara says, Omalei, he says, from that maise, don't be in the spoil. Lahu shtore de yasmi have. This was a star of Yisoymim. The Yisoymim were the Malbus. The Choshmul, no, if a Malbus a Yosim, so Bezden Zavin shall Yisoymim. You have to be afraid for the Nechosim of a Yosim. The Choshmul a Bezden toy. So Shmuel was afraid there might be a bezin that makes a toys. The sover Shmuel, do me ike the sphere le alochik rabbi mechaveiroi. V'loi mechaveirov, or boho afilo mechaveirov. Maybe there's a bezin that thinks that here we paskin like rabbi. And the Shita Mekabetzis explains because it's really mistava like rabbi. We mentioned before, Monisha Bishtar is not such a mistava dik kiyum. I don't know that this is, I'm saying there was a halvo, and I chasmed on the shtar, but really on this shtar there's only a kim of one aid and each chsime. So mistavre is like Rebbe. So Shmuel was chayish, this was a shtar shal yisoyme. Who knows what kind of bezin these yisoyme will end up with? Sovir avid ravche ki heichid le mafsa di yasmi. So he held, I'll make 100% sure, I'll make a henpik that a fill of Yeva Bezen Toyin, a calamity will not occur. Zogt Rashi. De nofig mi beidine de marshmu, shikimu be bezdinoi, vikach nimtze kosu behentwik shikos vada yonimboi, vidoose ravonon, alme ke rebi svirlei, shmuhon zak rebi, shetzorch loime zek sabiodi, vizek sabiodi shal chaveiroi. Zolik morenze, shtore di yasmi havem, shutzrech laim betakanto, yefti takev di yisayim, bachos shmu, shim loi kosu boyel, ploini hei lak sabiodoi, Blainak Sabyodi, Shemakshay Tsiyua Yusaimim Shtarza Bebezn Ligbois. Ye Yoise Bezn Toye, that Bezn will make a toys. Loima Shalochi Kerebi. Vyayim Rushain Zakiyim. Nika de Svirle Baalm of Loima Chaveirov, Bohoa Filome Chaveirov. So that's why he made this type of a kiyum in order to ensure that a filu by a Bezn Toyim, the Yisoyman will not lose out.